If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Lou Manfredini is with us. Lou, you ready for the questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Lou. A day after our regular AC tune-up last Friday, all of our house windows had so much condensation on the outside that we could not see. It has never happened before. Should I be concerned? Do we need to contact the HVAC company? It's not happened since.
I think that was more of an atmospheric thing with the humidity level that we had, and because the same thing occurred at our home one of those days last week where AC was on, was doing all of its, dehumidification and cooling, but the humidity level was so high that the fogginess was probably on the outside of the windows. It happened in our house, then it burned off, and it was fine. So if it hasn't occurred again, I think you're okay. I think it was more of the atmosphere than it is your own AC.
Yeah, it happened at my house, too, and I thought, what is going on?
Yeah, but crazy humidity.
And I keep my house much cooler than your house, Lou. What are you? Are you a 73 or 74 guy?
We're like 74, 75.
Yeah, I'm at 70 every day of the week.
Oh, you can hang meat at your house. My gosh.
Here's another one from Mr. Fix-It. Several years ago, we sanded and restained our wood floors. The craftsmen claim that the water-based top coat is just as strong as that smelly polyurethane and just as strong as commercial finishes. Almost immediately, I saw scuff marks and shallow scratches appearing. I can't buff out those scuff marks. What can I do to repair this floor? I don't want to refinish it again if I can help it. Should he have used the smelly polyurethane instead of the water-based?
Well, I will agree that when you're using the right waterborne finish and it's being applied right, the acrylic resins are harder and more durable than the oil, and they're non-yellowing. So, I mean, it could have been what they used or not using enough. If it's just light scratches and you've got some, discoloration here and there, you can have what's called the floor screened, where they just come and do a screening of the finish itself, and then reapply a new coat of finish over the top of that without having to resand. It does create a little bit of dust, but it's not like resanding the whole house, and it can look brand new if it's done right.
And Lou, we were talking about someone reached out and told me about something I need to watch on Netflix because, I told you my dryer went out after 3 years. It's apparently called Buy Now, which you might want to check out. But we got into a discussion, so I buy a cheap dryer at $800. Does it make a difference? Will the dryer last longer like the old school ones that we got from our parents when we moved out of the house? Will they last longer if we pay $2,500?
I do agree that, the quality of what's being built right now is not as long-lasting as it used to be. There certainly does seem to be a planned obsolescence. There are good, better, best options, even in the American brands, the old Maytag, remember the old commercials with the Maytag repairman would never come around. I mean, even Maytag makes good, better, best. Keep in mind that a lot of that stuff's all made by the same manufacturer, and it has been my experience with large appliances that if you do spend a little bit more on really good quality brands, they last longer and they tend to give a better warranty. I mean, as a matter of fact, we have a very large Maytag top loader that has a 10-year warranty on it. And it was not inexpensive, but it has a 10-year warranty on the motor. I don't think the labor, but the parts for sure.
Yeah. All right. Then that's worth it. Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. What's coming up Saturday?
We're going to talk about attic insulation and how it can make you a lot more comfortable in your home, both with this heat and in the winter.
Wonderful. We'll be listening.
Thanks.
Lou Manfredini, Saturday morning at 6 a.m.